Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Windspeaker Radio Network. We're talking this morning about the Indigenous Junior Police Academy. How did this come to be?
Oh, it was a great project. It started, we really wanted to get Indigenous youth into the building, and we wanted, the whole plan is to have, they started out with they do have a regular program, the Junior Police Academy, and they haven't had Indigenous youth participating. So we came up with the idea to have the Indigenous Junior Police Academy. And so we did a business proposal and we got approved. So we're allowed to have 24 Indigenous youth, First Nations, Métis, Inuit, to be part of our program. And this will be the first time ever. And we wanted to kind of follow the 94 calls to action as well. And so that's why we kind of, to get that done. And so depending how successful we are, we want to continue doing this in the future as well.
I didn't know the CPS had an Indigenous relations team. Can you tell me more about who they are?
Yeah, sure. I can answer that question, Sean. So the Indigenous relations team is fairly, it's a new program, but the position isn't new. We've always had an Indigenous relations portfolio within the community services section, starting back in the 1970s. You know, since that time, it's grown significantly. We've grown to seven actually members. We have four Indigenous civilians that work on my team, including Sherry here, who's from Siksika, and we have three other ones from different nations, including myself. I'm from Treaty One, and I'm myself being the sergeant of the team, and we have two constables that work under me as well. With that, we've taken what the service has done is we've looked at the calls to action. We looked at 94 calls to action and the calls to justice. Essentially, that's going to be our guiding light or our guide. And then below that, we've created what's called our Indigenous roadmap. So everything that we do as a team, be it events, get involved in investigation, ceremony, education, be it internal as well as external, it kind of aligns with our roadmap, which then aligns with the calls to action and calls to justice. That's grown significantly here since the last, probably, I would say, the last couple of years. It's hard to pinpoint exactly what we do because we actually do a lot. To kind of break it down, you know, we have an education component where we have an internal where we essentially educate the service members on the Indigenous ways of knowing and being. At this point, we've probably brought in over 100 officers through a sweat lodge, through a sweat ceremony, which has been a fantastic experience for any officer who's never been involved in the sweat, or have never experienced one, to actually participate in ceremony and to be with an elder while you're getting the teachings and you're getting the cleanse and the blessings. It's been an amazing experience. We've also done cleansing ceremonies within the service, and been involved in the pipe ceremony as well, naming ceremonies, and naming transfers. It's just been an amazing way to educate the service when you participate in ceremony. Like, it's one thing where you can actually, you know, read a book, or, you know, we do have a course, an Indigenous course, but it's a lot more deeper and personal and intimate when you actually are present in ceremony and learning from an actual elder or knowledge keeper or the community itself. So we've incorporated that into the service. Then there's the external education where we go out to the community and talk about what it's like to be a police officer. There's a lot of kind of misinformation out there what the police can and can't do. So we hold courses like You in the Law training with our Indigenous community. A lot of discussion with the different nations as well as urban Indigenous, was probably comprised of about 44,000 within the city of Calgary alone, on what the police are and what we can and can't do. So that's kind of the education component. On top of that is the investigative component. Now, the Indigenous relations team, we're not a enforcement team or an investigative team, but we're a resource support team. So we've helped out a lot with homicide, missing persons, domestic violence, as well as general investigations and the patrol section within the service, where they utilize us on a daily basis to assist families, Indigenous people who are victims of crime, assisting families. We assist homicide, as well as, like I mentioned, missing persons. And we go out there to assist those investigative units and, you know, kind of allocate resources to the family. We've helped different families get housing. We've helped families, particularly that were victims where their loved ones were possibly involved in a, you know, as, you know, as extreme as a murder or even just a sudden death, be it a drug overdose. We assist families in either bringing in an elder, or they can bring their own elder and we'll assist in ceremony with them to the scene. So it's that whole working with the community part and trying to provide a resource for them, like a safe place for them that they can come to. And it gives us a lot more kind of credibility and a lot more, you know, it's just what I would say, I guess credibility when you actually have an Indigenous people within the service helping the Indigenous community. So it's been really good as well. On top of that, it's we're working with, you know, different organizations that we assist with, which would include Musconawa, Awatan, all the healing lodges, Alberta Health Services, in either the Indigenous Pathways of Knowing or again, just resources and any assistance we could provide. So it's actually, we're really busy, like really busy, and it's getting busier. Like our schedule books up on a day-to-day basis and we get called out to a lot of different things, but it's extremely rewarding. It's extremely you know, beneficial to be able to go out there and help the community and to provide a positive image to the community of the police in general, right? Because we know that going back hundreds of years has always been a negative connotation to law enforcement. And what we're here to do is try to build those bridges. You know, we can actually, you know, we have to kind of atone for those things that happened in the past. And we do that individually, but by bringing in those pathways for the Indigenous community to come and work with us, it's just been absolutely amazing and has been a very rewarding experience. And I'm very excited for things like Sherry's doing with her project with the Indigenous Junior Police Academy and other projects that we have on the go here in the future.
Now let's talk about some of the highlights of the Indigenous Junior Police Academy program. What will participants experience during that week?
Oh, it's going to be such an exciting week. So we're going to start off with a blessing and a smudge in the morning. And then they also get, they're going to have snacks, they're going to have lunch provided, they're going to have some swag as well, water bottles, they're all going to have, be given uniforms. And so we just finished designing, getting a patch designed. And one of the really fun days is it's all about kind of understanding what it's like to be a police officer. And so some of the activities they get to do is they're going to go get a tour of Hawks, K-9, the tactical unit.
All very cool. And then they get a,
yeah. So it's just to get kind of a taste of what is that like. And then we have some officers doing some presentations as well, and there'll be a presentation on the gang unit, there'll be a presentation on the drug unit, and they'll also get to do things like fitness and drill and deportment, because at graduation they're going to be doing they'll be marching in, and that'll be we'll have an amazing graduation where all the Indigenous youth, the First Nations, are going to be presented with eagle feathers, and the Métis youth will be presented with Métis sashes. And we'll have a huge celebration and invite the parents for their graduation. It's just going to be a phenomenal week for these kids.
So what age ranges are we talking?
It's 12 to 16 years old, and it's a free program.
It is a free program, because I was just going to ask you how much it costs.
No cost at all. Everything is covered. We just have to get the youth in the door. And so we're actually going through applications. We're going to be doing that next week. So there's still room for people to apply. And it's actually on the poster and link at Windspeaker Radio. It's also on the Calgary Police on social media as well, if they want to apply. And then we'll be going through all the applications, and we have people identify, because we also have the other program as well, the Junior Police Academy, and then they can choose if they want to be part of our program or the Indigenous Junior Police Academy.
Very cool. I think it's a fantastic program. Indigenous Junior Police Academy. If they want more details, all the deets are up on our websites at cfweradio.ca, cjwe.ca. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Yes. Another exciting project that I'm also working on is we're doing our first ever Indigenous boot camp, but we changed it to, the name is Indigenous Pathways to Policing. And so this is for people that are 18 and older, First Nations, Métis, Inuit, that get to come out for the day, July 20th. And they get a short version, but this is a day that's, there's going to be handcuffing, there's going to be simulation guns, taser, there's going to be a presentation done by the recruiting unit. And we're going to start off with a smudge, a blessing as well. And they just get a really fun day of what it's like to be a police officer. And then hopefully out of that group, we're taking 12 people, then we'll get people applying to the Calgary Police. That program actually is full.
Okay.
Depending on the success of that, we probably will be running that again.
Like in the fall, maybe, or next year?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for the chat this morning. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.